Hi, Steve. How are you doing?
I'm very well, thank you. And you?
Very well, thank you. Oh, and Steve, the dog also.
Steve, at the outset, I thought that my co-presenter, Kathy, here had lost her brains yesterday when she told me that there were hordes and hordes of butterflies throughout Gauteng. Why are they here? What are they doing? I've subsequently found out she's not off her head.
No, it's a thing called the dispersal event. And it's actually well known. It's been going on for years. And the butterflies originate from the arid areas to the southwest of Johannesburg, in the Kalahari, the Northern Cape, and parts of the Karoo, where the caterpillars feed on a tree called Shepherd's Tree.
Okay.
Bosque of the trunk, and it's in the caper family. And something triggers them to. I mean, normally they're there in equilibrium. The butterflies mate, they lay eggs, the caterpillars hatch, they feed on the plant, they form chrysalises, and they hatch into adults and they stay where they are. Something triggers them, under certain circumstances, to just explode and go in all directions.
So it's all directions, it's not to one particular spot?
No. The reason why people think they're always flying in the same direction is that most of the reports come from places like Gauteng and so on, where they are flying normally, in a northeasterly direction. But if you're in along the Makwaland, for instance, they'll be flying in a different direction. But they also tend to follow the prevailing winds as well, because they're butterflies, you know, not that strong flyers. They will get along, but they do tend to follow the main wind direction.
So are you saying that they're not going to Mozambique?
Yes, they get as far as Mozambique, and they get as far as KZN and the eastern, the Cape Coast.
That's amazing.
Niger, up into Zimbabwe, Limpopo province, Botswana. A migration of these butterflies, which is called, the Latin name is Berlois aurota, which probably doesn't mean much to most people, but the common name for many years in South Africa has been the brown-veined white. The rest of Africa and the rest of the world, because this butterfly occurs in North Africa, Asia Minor, Arabia, Pakistan, India, wherever the host plants grow. And over there, they call it the pioneer caper white. Caper because the caterpillars feed on the caper plants. And pioneer because it's a pioneer. It's one of these butterflies that sort of breaks new horizons and goes into the distance. And what we do know is that they fly until they find suitable host plants, and then the females will lay eggs on them, and the life cycle starts again. They can get as far as the Mozambique coast. The butterflies found in Madagascar as well, but we don't know if the Madagascan population is topped up by individuals from Africa or from Arabia, or if it's been there for a long time.
That's very interesting.
A lot of drag.
Yeah, I mean, it's quite interesting if it's topped up from the Southern African population, because if they're flying, they'd have to fly across the sea from Mozambique to Madagascar.
Yeah, there's a big sea between.
And what do they eat on the way? I mean, it is nothing short of miraculous.
Well, we don't know for sure if they reach Madagascar regularly. What we do know about Madagascan butterflies, by the way, from DNA studies and a lot of different things, is that a lot of their butterflies actually originate from ones that got blown across from Africa. And funnily enough, a lot of Africa's butterflies originated from butterflies that got blown across from Madagascar. And I'm talking here about, you know, butterflies have been around since the Jurassic. And they're around an awfully long time. And they're small. People don't really think they can get very far under their own steam, but they can fly enormous distances.
Steve, one of our listeners has weighed in and asked, well, he's made a statement, they lay eggs and then they die. Is that correct? Is that the life stage of the butterfly?
Not for this particular butterfly, no. Some butterflies and moths, that's all they exist to do. They can't actually feed as adults, and once they've laid their egg, they're spent and they die. A bit like the salmon in North America. But this particular butterfly, they usually mate once. The male puts a sperm package into the female's, not womb. They don't have a womb like humans do. They have a little ox into which the sperm package goes. And every time the female lays an egg, she pops one or two sperm into the egg inside her body, which she then lays on the plant. And they normally lay the eggs in batches of about between 20 and 50 batches. But she'll lay a few eggs, she'll go away, she'll have some nectar, and then she'll do the thing again. So she carries on laying eggs until her ovaries are empty, basically.
That is
and they have a lot of eggs.
Steve, you've written a book. Tell us about your book.
Well, yeah, it's called Field Guide to Butterflies of South Africa. The first edition came out in 2005, and we're just about to release the second edition, which is the same title, Field Guide to Butterflies of South Africa. I started rewriting it the day after the first edition came out. It's got 70% new photographs. The distribution maps in the book, which used to be based on sort of educated guesswork from lepidopterists, are now based on actual computerized data from the university. We did the studies on butterfly distributions. We've changed. The one thing that's going to cause some controversy is that, like the birders did a few years ago, we've changed the whole load of common names. Yeah, we know people like their common names, so I know my ears are going to be burning. What we've done is Pioneer Cape of White, where we've just simply harmonized the name with the rest of the world. We've done the same with this. And there are other butterflies that we had loads of butterflies just called blues. So we split them up into different kinds of blues. So we've got the ash blues and the meadow blues and so on.
Lovely. Very good.
Yeah.
Steve, unfortunately, we have to wrap up, but two questions from listeners. One of our listeners, unsigned, asking how we attract butterflies to our garden, which I think is a lovely question.
Yeah.
And,
okay.
Yeah.
Go on.
And the other question is, are there specific plants that butterflies are attracted to that we could plant in our garden? So more or less along the same lines.
Same question, yeah. A lot of butterflies the caterpillars will only eat certain plants or certain families of plants. Like, for instance, the caper whites, their caterpillars will feed on any member of the caper family, and also the bush cherries as well. So if you plant the right host plants, butterflies in your garden, then you'll attract them. It's a bit like birds. You've got to have shelter and food for birds. For butterflies, you've got to have food for the caterpillars. So you've got to know what host plants to use. And that's actually in the field guide. All that information is in there. There are a lot of other books you can buy on butterflies that actually tell you exactly what food plants to use. So you need the right host plants. Some of them will feed on lots of different plants. And you need something to attract the adults, which basically means nectar plants. You need to have lots and lots of flowers in your garden, flowering all the year round. They don't necessarily have to be indigenous plants. Butterflies are not snobs when it comes to plants. They'll feed on plants that are not naturally South African. You need to have nectar and larval host plants in your garden. And then also a sunny area for them to fly around in. You know, you don't have too much shade. You obviously don't want to be baking hot and sunny all over. So a mixture of shady areas and sunny areas. And also where they can shelter as well. If you've got some deep shade, because butterflies like to find somewhere to hide when they sleep.
All right. Thank you very, very much, Steve. And we look forward to, looking out for your book. Is it going to be available online? Can we get it at any bookstore?
It's on the any bookstore. It'll be on the Random House, Penguin Random House Straight website. And as well as the book, there's also an app, which you can also access through it's also on the Google Play Store. And on the iStore, it's just Woodall's Butterflies of South Africa, if you just put it into the search line. So in actual fact, there's an app version. The app version was brought out in 2017. Wow, that was a long time ago. And it will be updated again next year. So it's a little bit behind the book. We're actually playing catch up here, but it's got a lot of tools. Yeah. But the book itself, the stock should be in the country in about 2 weeks' time, and then, of course, it'll be in all the bookshops.
All right, fantastic. Steve, thank you so much, and, all the best. Steve Woodall, he's a butterfly enthusiast. He's a photographer. He's launched his book, The South African Field Guide to Butterflies.